Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 30th of January. Trainer Henrietta Knight and Yorkshire-born jockey Dominic Ellsworth took the honours at Doncaster last Saturday when Calgary Bay produced a tremendous weight-carrying performance to land the feature race on Town Moor, the Sky Bet Chase. This followed their big success at Ascot the previous Saturday when Somersby took the Victor Chandler Chase. Calgary Bay may now go for the John Smith Grand National on the 14th of April and is now around about a 25-1 chance for the Grand National. The 16 times champion jockey Tony McCoy was seen at his best when he guided Kid Cassidy to victory in the Grade 2 Lightning Novices Chase at Doncaster. A Lassie probably booked his place at the Cheltenham Festival after winning the Grade 2 Mare's Hurdle, while Rocky Creek took the Albert Bartlett Novices Hurdle, another Grade 2 race for the champion trainer Paul Nichols. Well, there was a big boost for Wetherby Racecourse last Saturday at Cheltenham when Midnight Chase won the feature race at the Gloucestershire track, the Argento Chase. Midnight Chase had finished third in the Roland Merrick Handicap Chase at Wetherby on Boxing Day. Well, racegoers at Cheltenham were treated to another wonderful performance by Big Bucks when he won the Cleve Hurdle. His 15th consecutive victory is now only one win away from equaling the great Sir Ken's record of 16 consecutive victories over hurdles in the early 50s. Well, the racing action this week in Yorkshire takes place at Catterick on Friday, a 7-race card starting at 1:10. Then next Saturday, the 4th of February, Wetherby's annual Totepool Irish Day meeting is also a 7-race programme beginning at 1:10. The main race is the Totepool Towton Novices Chase, a Grade 2 contest for stayers, which usually signals the arrival of a top novice chaser. The card also includes the North's first hunter chase of the year, the Wilmot Smith Memorial Cup. And the Irish Marquee in the paddock enclosure features the Cayley House Band and dancers and is open to the public. There's also a special Irish Experience package which may be booked in advance from the racecourse. Enjoy your racing.